Welcome to Breast Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. As reported recently on two of our other audio programs, at the 2006 San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium, Dr. Dennis Slayman reported the second data analysis of BCIRG Trial 006, a landmark clinical study of two trastuzumab chemotherapy regimens as adjuvant therapy of patients with HER2-positive tumors. I met with Dr. Eric Weiner to obtain his take on this historic new data set, and he began our conversation by providing a macro view of the findings.
Once again, in this study, it's very clear that the use of trastuzumab improves outcomes compared to no trastuzumab. And I think that what many people thought was the big news was this update in terms of the TCH regimen. The trial compared three arms in women with HER2-positive breast cancer, and all of these women had HER2-positive disease defined by FISH. One group of women received 4 cycles of AC, followed by 4 cycles of docetaxel. Second group of women received 4 cycles of AC, followed by 4 cycles of docetaxel given concurrently with trastuzumab, and then followed by what was the completion of a year of trastuzumab. And the third arm was the so-called TCH regimen, which is docetaxel, carboplatin, and trastuzumab. And in that arm, number one, there was no anthracycline. And number two, trastuzumab was administered from the very beginning of chemotherapy, since in the other two arms there was the anthracycline, which did not allow for the concurrent administration from the start. And in that third arm, of course, they were able to give trastuzumab from the very beginning. Now, when these data were initially presented at San Antonio the year before in 2005, it was shown that adding trastuzumab improved disease-free survival, though there was the suggestion that the AC followed by docetaxel trastuzumab arm seemed to be doing better than the non-anthracycline-containing arm. The differences weren't statistically significant, but again, there was the suggestion that there were more recurrences in the TCH arm. And I think that that led many people to feel pretty cautious about using TCH apart from the patient who had a real contraindication to the use of an anthracycline. So in this update, what appeared to be the case is that the two trastuzumab-containing arms appeared to behave very similarly. The number of recurrences in either of the arms was fewer than in the non-trastuzumab-containing arm, and there really didn't seem to be a dramatic difference. Now, I think that there are two potential takes on this. One is you could say, gee, this is great. We don't have to use an anthracycline. Let's just adopt this as the standard regimen for all women. The other would be to say, gee, these are encouraging data. They're that much more of a sign that perhaps we're going to be able to get rid of an anthracycline, maybe across the board. But at the same time, maybe it's best not to forget the fact that in all the other studies an anthracycline was used, we still have a lot more experience with anthracyclines than non-anthracycline-containing regimens. And maybe it's not time to throw out the anthracycline yet, although it certainly gives us courage to look at that issue further. And I have to say I'm in that second camp. I'd say that in my practice, for most patients, I would continue to give an anthracycline followed by a taxane and trastuzumab. But I'm just a little more comfortable than I was a year ago skipping that anthracycline if for some reason a patient has a reason not to use it.